Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everyone. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of Warren Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church. And I'm so excited today that God has afforded me to be on our radio broadcast. We're going to have our worship service on today. We're going to start off with just calling our worship to order today. We're going to have a devotion, a scripture, a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And we're going to go on from there to our testimony of service and our songs. So we're going to have a song. Praise Him, praise the Lord, praise Him. I thank and praise Him now. God is good.
I love to praise
reading our scripture readings coming from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat me my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing that I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle should he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round and about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry, when my voice, have mercy, O soul, upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. I have just read you Psalms 27 from the first down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Lord, Father God, we come humbly before your throne of grace this afternoon, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you today and every day. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us right now, and we repent right now in the name of Jesus, and wash us and cleanse us, Lord, through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we come today just binding the strong man. We bind up the strong man today from our lives, Lord. We bind the strong man, Lord, from our radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. We bind him up today. We cast him out, and we command him to go and never to return in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to just look over and bless our radio broadcast today, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to bless your word even the more. It's already blessed, but just let your anointing fall, Lord, on our ears, on our heart, on our mind today. Let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and minister to us today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for waking us up this morning. I just thank you, Lord, and I bless your name. Amen, and thank God. Amen. I'm so excited today. I don't know what's going on today, but I just feel some type of way today, and I give God praise for what he's doing in my life. I want everybody to keep me in prayer this morning. I'm not feeling the best, and Ed's not feeling the best, Apostle Dean. So I'm asking everyone to just keep us lifted up. I give God all the credit, all the praise, and all the honor today for me just being on today. I give him glory today. We're going to go right along because I don't want to hold us up no longer than I have to. We're going to go on to our testimony series, and then we're going to follow that by a song. And I'll be the first one to testify on today. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be on our radio broadcast on today. I give God praise and glory for all the great things he's doing. I don't consider myself more than what I am. I'm just who God made me to be, and I just thank and praise God for that. I don't take that for granted. I don't take anything God does for me for granted. So I just give God praise and honor today, and I just thank him for the egg that's in the refrigerator. I thank God for that. I thank God for what he does for us. So I give God praise and I give God glory on today. You know, sometimes, you know, we have to sit down and examine our own self. And that's what God wants us to do. Because in time past, when people, I guess they'd be in their sin or whatever, they wouldn't take communion. But God wants us to facilitate communion. So, and he said if you could go and examine yourself and then repent, you can still take communion. So I don't find that as an excuse anymore not to take communion anymore. But we need to all take communion when it's time. But I just thank and praise God for an opportunity here. And I give him glory and praise on this day, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. That is my testimony, that he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. And I give God praise for that. I give God glory. I give God praise today. If there's any more testimonies, this is your time right now. Amen. Amen. And we're going to go right on with a song. I just thank God on today. If my chest was feeling a little better this morning, I would sing. But I'm going to play this. I'm going to play this CD so we can hear some music. I thank God on today, though. Get ready to go in our word on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to just cover me as I attempt to be used by the Holy Spirit on today, Lord. I ask you today, Lord, to just open our hearts and our minds that we can be receptive to the word of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and let Deborah decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Today we're going to be talking about what the Holy Spirit gave me was real men, praises God. And, you know, sometimes the men in the family, you don't hardly hear them say praise the Lord or to God be the glory or just sitting praising God with their hands, with their mouth and whatever. But real men praise God. And when you praise means to use an expression for either happiness or relief or just excitement. That's what praise means. But we, women and men, we can praise God according to the Father and according to the Bible. We can praise God by lifting up holy hands. We can praise God by singing. We can praise God through words. We can praise God just sometimes I just meditate, and I praise God for 2 hours just meditating and thinking and praising God. We can praise God, and no one would ever know but God. So men can praise God. They don't have to, you know, sometimes some men don't want people to know they're praising God. They don't want people to know or whatever, however. But real men don't care if other people know, and I ain't trying to talk about nobody, not even my husband, but men praise differently. I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do because they don't get as emotional as women do. And that's because we have just let go and let God, and we're the weaker vessel, but they have that strength and authority where they don't want to let loose, and God made them like that. For real men, praise God, and I thank God for this because I was a couple of days ago when Apostle was asking me what was I going to talk about, I told him, and he just looked at me, and I said, real men praise God. And then I started telling him some things, and he shook his head, yeah, but, you know, real men, we don't have to, and they don't have to feel weak because they praising God. They don't have to feel like, hey, we just going to be hard and we're going to stand on this and we're not going to give in and stuff like that. They don't have to do that because real men of God, praise God. So I'm going to go to James, the 3rd chapter, the 13th verse. And I better start at the 11th verse, and I should have did the whole Bible. I studied the whole chapter, but that's another sermon in the front of this chapter. So I'm going to the 11th verse where it says, doeth a foundation send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine or a fig? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh water. And what this word is saying, a man can be a two-faced, double-minded, and forked-tongued individual. He can say both good and bad, but no fountain down here on earth, on this earth, is going to bring forth both sweet and bitter water. Nor will a tree bear both figs and olives. It can't do that. Now the tongue reveals genuine faith because it is with the mouth that confession is made of that which is in the heart. Who is a wise man and endureth with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his work with meekness of wisdom. The tongue can reveal genuine faith. It can give a testimony for God. It can speak wisdom. That's a real man, a wise man. He have knowledge. A wise man can speak on a real man can speak genuinely to God's heart, to his spirit, to his mind. Sometimes they don't always say it when they talking or whatever, but they know what they mean in their heart. Now, over in the book of Psalms, you know David. David was a mighty man of God. David was after God's own heart. Oh, we ain't nobody perfect. Oh, he messed up. And you know, time you mess up, most of the time, God do what he do. So David messed up with Bathsheba. But David still was a real man. He was a mighty man of God. He had 36 mighty men up under him. So he had to be mightier than them. I mean, he was the king. So he had all these mighty men up under him. And David praised God in Psalms 115, verse 2, saying, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name, give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. He praised God. Over in James, praise God. Over in James 5 and 13, he said, any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing some. See, they praising God. These are mighty men. In Samuel praised God. In 2 Samuel 22, verse 50, saying, therefore, I would give thanks unto the Lord. O Lord, among the heathen, I will sing praises unto thy name. He didn't care who he was around. He said, I don't care if they don't praise with me. They heathen, let them sing to who they singing to. But I'm going to praise God for you. I'm going to be giving you praise, God. Over in Mark, he was repeating what Jesus had taught them. But he said, I will... with God, all things are possible. You know everything is possible with God. So he was giving God the praise, and every time when we get in a situation and God get us out, we think nothing is going to happen, but we think nothing will happen sometimes. But all things are with God, because the man is the leader of the home. So they need to know that real men, they praise God. For everything that God does, they give him praise. Women, God know he got up. Women going to go and give him some praise. But he want to know and let them know that real men do praise God. David danced right out of his clothes, praising God. He danced until them clothes came right out. Real men. Praise God. He didn't care what they said. He danced down to his underclothes. Real men. And he was the king. He was king. He reigned. But he danced out of his clothes for God. Over in Matthew, he repeated what Jesus said to them, saying, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Praise God. I mean, sometimes we don't know how important, and the men have to know how important it is to praise the Lord. We have to know that we have to praise God. God wants us to praise him all the time. That's why that Psalms book is in there, the book of Psalms. Moses praised God all through Deuteronomy 28, from the first verse down through the
to 68, but it stopped when, you know, when he the thing turned, it stopped. But they still praise God for letting them know what was happening and what was going on. And in Exodus 15, in the second verse, he said, "The Lord is my son. He has become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him an inhabitation, my Father God, and I will exalt him, praising him." I'm telling you, real men praise God. I don't know today why they don't praise like we praise, but I do know that they praise, because every real man praises God. It may not be when we can hear, it may not, sometimes it may be. You know, sometimes it may be. Paul, he praised God in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. He said, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forevermore." Over Ephesians chapter 5 and 19, Paul praised God, saying that we need to praise him in psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs and singing and making melodies in our hearts to the Lord. That's Paul, because Paul loved God. Oh, he, like I said, ain't nobody perfect. He started off killing Christians, but he ended up bowing down to the Lord. So he got a lot to be thankful for, because they could have killed him. God could have wiped him off the face of the earth. He gave him chance after chance after chance. And Paul turned around. He turned his life around. And I praise God for that. Over in the book of John, John praised God in the word of God, saying in John 14 and 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, in Jesus' name, teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So John was praising God that everything that Jesus said unto him, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. See, we don't know how important the Holy Ghost is. We don't know how important that Comforter is, because Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he sent the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, to be with us, to lead and guide us. So John was excited about that, and he was praising God, because God has sent the Holy Ghost, and I thank God for today that he did send the Holy Ghost. Over in Luke praised God. Luke asked God, "Who shall have inherit eternal life?" And Jesus answered and asked Luke, "What was written in the law?" And Luke answering saying, "Thou shalt love thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." This is what we got to do. This is what Jesus said. This is, Luke was praising God for him, reminding him about who's going to inherit the eternal life. Don't nobody know that but God. Don't nobody know that but the Father. So he can say that. That's why he said it's written in the law that you shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. We got to keep and stay reminded of that, because real men praise God. I know we got some very, very high-ranking pastors and bishops and preachers and stuff like that, and I know a whole lot of them praise God. I know a whole lot of them give God the praise because they preaching and teaching God's word. But I'm talking about the man that's haven't been called to preach and haven't been called to teach him, and some of them not even in church, but they believe in God. Some of them are in church, but they still ain't praising God. I'm talking about that man. Real men praise God at some time or another. in their life. They may not praise it while we can see them praising, but I'm telling you, and I know for myself, if God has ever done anything for them, if God has got them out of a spot some kind of way, if God has ever paid a bill or got them out of a car accident or helped a child or put the covering over the blood over their home, they had to praise God. God has, he's done it for me, he's done it for you, and everybody else. He's not a respecter of persons. So I know that real men, praise God. I know the ones that God has touched and put his hands over, they praise God. Can't nobody tell me, because they don't have to read not one Bible to know how good God is. Because when you get up in the morning, you didn't wake yourself up. The alarm clock didn't wake you up. You know somebody had to wake you up. It's God. And we know that. So I thank and praise God that real men praise God. I can hear David saying, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the gods of God, for his mercy endures forever. Over in Psalms 138, I heard David. Now, David is a man after God's own heart. So you know he praised God and gave it all he had. And I can hear David saying, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I heard David thunder over in Psalms 144 saying, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. I heard him say, you are my goodness, you are my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, you are my shield, you are my redeemer, you are my shepherd, and I shall not want. In the name of Jesus, I heard David over in Psalms 145 say, I would exalt thee, my God, oh, my King, I will bless thy name forever and forever. But over in Psalms 150, you know God made that scripture, I think, just for me, because I think that's my favorite scripture, over there in 150. In the name of Jesus, he said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbre and the dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise God upon the loud sounding cymbal. Praise God upon the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath, let everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Praise God for waking you up this morning. Praise him for starting you on your way. Praise you the Lord. I just thank and praise God today. He didn't have to do nothing. He didn't have to wake us up this morning. He didn't have to give us clothes in our right mind. He didn't have to give us no strength, no power. But I thank and praise God that he is who he is. I thank and praise God in the name of Jesus for every one of these psalms that David wrote. In the name of Jesus, that is the generation of them that seek him, that seek his face. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty and battle. Lift up your head, so ye gates, and be ye ever lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the when Jesus went to the cross, he is the King of glory. And Jesus died on the cross. He is the King of glory. He is the lifter up of our heads. And he'll never change. Jesus died for every sin, for every one of our hang-ups. Jesus died. And I just thank God on today. He died and he rose on the third day with all power, all power, all power, all power in his hand. And I thank God. I thank God today that he covers us, that he blesses us, that he heals us. Oh, I thank God today that he's a shield, that he's our redeemer. I thank God on today. All I have is Jesus. All we have is Jesus. And I give God praise today. I give him glory. I give him praise. I thank God that he is the lifter up of our heads. I don't care what the enemy try to do. He can't get what Jesus is. I don't care what he say. He got him. Jesus is the lifter up of our heads. I thank God on today. I give him glory. Real men, praise God. I don't care what nobody say. Real men, they praise God. Every one of them, we may not hear them, we may not know them, but honey, real men, they praise God. David praised him right on out of his clothes. I thank God that we got real men that stand up and praise God on today. I give God praise, and I give him glory today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to go right on into our prayer, our altar call. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we just come. The Father of Abraham, the Father of Isaac, and the Father of Jacob. Lord, we come before your throne of grace today, Lord, with a bowed down head and a heavy heart, Lord. And we know that you are the lift up of our head, Lord. We just come before you, Lord, as children. We come before the parents today. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. And I give you praise, Lord. I give you glory in the name of Jesus. I give you praise, Lord. We come right now, Lord, just confessing, Lord, and repenting for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you glory, hallelujah. I give you praise today. Come bringing everyone that's up under the sound of my voice. You know them, Lord. You know every string of hair on their head. You know where they go to sleep. You know when they wake up. Because you put them to sleep. And you wake them up, Lord. I just thank you right now. I ask you to cover them, Lord. Cover them with your grace. Cover them with your mercy, Lord. Cover them with your blood, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Well, Lord, we coming now. We coming to you, Lord, and we don't have nobody else to go to. Lord, we coming because you say you was our shepherd, and we shall not want them. Lord, we depending on you to give us what we need, Lord. And we depending on you, Lord, to cover us, Lord, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels around our families, around us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we calling and depending on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to heal our bodies, every infirmity, everything that the devil sin, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, ain't nothing too hard for you. We already healed by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony today, in the name of Jesus. So we standing on your word today. We don't have no other word, nothing but your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We depending on your Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I ask you today, Lord, to send fire from heaven, Lord. Send fire, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send the Holy Ghost, Lord. Send your anointing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it may heal us, that it may deliver us, that it may set us free, Lord, in the name name of Jesus. Oh, I give you praise today. We pray for everyone in the name of Jesus all over the earth. I ask you to cover them now in the blood of Jesus. You know everything, Lord. You know how it's going to begin, and you know how it's going to end. Lord, we need you, and we can't make it without you. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you. Lord, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We can't make it, Lord. We can't make it, Lord. We need you. We need you, Lord. Come on and see about us. See about us, Lord. We need you today. Oh, you're the Mahando Kalihanda. Oh, you're the Behidida Nodabandi. Ekolaba Sikanana. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We give you praise today. Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless our household, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bless those that sleeping outdoors. Bless those that sleeping in their cars. Bless those in the hospitals and heal their bodies. You know what all this stuff comes from, Lord. You know the end from the beginning, Lord. I'm asking you today. Oh, we need you to take care of this. Oh, yeah, let love a whole body in the end. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you. And we ask you today to bind the enemy. Lord, I'm asking you, I'm calling on your name. I'm asking you and I'm requesting you to send Michael today. I'm asking and requesting, Lord, that you send Michael today to fight the enemy from our lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send Michael, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send the warring angel. In the name of Jesus, to fight every witch and every warlock and every wizard. I'm asking you to burn them up. Set them on fire. In the name of Jesus, burn them up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory today. Hallelujah. 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 I bind the spirit of infirmity from my life. I bind the spirit of infirmity from Apostle Dean's life. I bind sickness and disease right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you up and I cast you out and I command you to go and never to return. In the name of Jesus, you can't get over us. You can't put sickness on us. We belong to God. I am the temple of the Almighty God. And you gotta go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you today. I give you glory. And I give you praise today. I give you praise, God. All these things, Lord Jesus, we ask of you in your name and for your glory. We ask it all. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just give God praise on today. God is an awesome, good God. He's a holy God. And I just thank him. I thank God for healing. Thank, I didn't even think I would be able to even preach. I just thank the Holy Ghost for taking over. I thank him for strengthening my heart. I thank him for strengthening me. Hallelujah. I give him glory. I give him praise. And I thank God for healing Ed. I thank him for healing Apostle. I just thank him today. God is a good God, giving us the strength we need to move around. I give God praise on today. I just want to thank all of you for being on this radio broadcast today, just encouraging me and giving me just encouragement and praying for me. I just thank and praise God today because I didn't think I was going to be able to preach this sermon. I was going to just say what I had to say and get off. But I thank God that the Holy Ghost, he sent the anointing and he came. And I just thank God on today. And I'm not going to hold y'all because I know that everybody's, this is the holiday weekend, but I just thank and praise God for this time, this day. And y'all keep me in your prayers.
And we gonna keep attacking the enemy just like he be trying to attack us. So I love y'all. Real men. Praise God. I thank God for it. You all have a blessed holiday and don't cook too much. God bless you. I love you. And God love you too. Have a good evening.